I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Interesting formation. Dart. Is he going to take off again? He might have to, but no, he finds an open man and hits him. Robinson stays in bounds. Robinson's going to go all the way for a touchdown.
You're tuned in to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
As Paul Simon once famously sang, here's to you, Wandale Robinson. Al Michaels with the call last Thursday night on Amazon Prime. We're going to let him know. I can't wait for it tonight.
I can't wait.
I can't wait to watch the game on Amazon Prime. I don't get paid by Amazon, I'm just saying. I really enjoy the broadcast. I wish like Al Michaels like knew the players' names. I wish like that part of things were a little better. Al's obviously a legend. But all the commercials for Hotel Casateria or whatever. Like that show is set on the Amalfi Coast. Like me and my wife watched an episode. It was awesome. I loved it. Good commercials. The Shaboozy song.
Something got her hand. Something got her hand. We gonna let them know.
I'm like, I'll be walking around, getting some air. And in my head, I'll be singing the Shaboozy song of Amazon Thursday Night Football. Okay. We want everybody, our listeners and viewers, to go for the end zone without breaking a sweat with today's Pro Football No Sweat Token. You'll get your stake back in bonus bets if your wager doesn't win. Make it legendary with BetMGM. Download the BetMGM app and please gamble responsibly. And don't forget to download and subscribe to You Better You Bet in podcast form. Femi gave you a long shot bet for Offensive Rookie of the Year. Search You Bet wherever you find your podcasts. And like, comment, and subscribe to our YouTube and Twitch pages. YouTube.com/@TheBetMGM Network. Twitch.tv/TheBetMGM Network. All right. It's time for us to let them know about Survivor. Femi and Tyler join me. Femi, what is your embarrassment level having stumped for the Eagles last week and they lost to 7.5-point favorites to my New York Football Giants?
At a zero. I'm not embarrassed whatsoever because we had the caveat. If you have a holiday Survivor pool, take Denver. That was the pitch. It was like Denver, if you have holiday consideration, and if it was a non-holiday, then it was the Philadelphia Eagles. But hey, you know what? Thursday Night Football, maybe that's a lesson. Just avoid that since we got knocked out on a Thursday night a couple of weeks ago.
But we won this week, on a Thursday also, though. We had the Bills on Thursday night in week three.
And it got a little hairy, you know. If not for that interception, who knows how that plays out. But Thursday's a little bit tricky.
But they won. Like, you were worried? Like, we did the show the next day, and we were like, we were never worried they were going to lose.
No, but I mean, I'm like, that was like as an 11-point favorite or whatever. It wasn't like last week. What was that, 7? Was that close to 7 with the Giants and the Eagles? You know?
Oh, like, you tell me you guys like the Eagles. I didn't want to take them.
Well, you know what? It is what it is. But I thought Denver was the play in our version of a pool, which was including holidays. But yeah, and the non-holiday people, I'm sorry if you follow the advice of taking the Philadelphia. Hopefully,
now,
listen to
Tyler.
Do you like Pittsburgh?
Tyler, the answer to this question is usually yes. Are you embarrassed, Tyler?
A little bit. I mean, I'm more embarrassed how the game played out. Like when you watched it, it was like, oh, this was an awful pick. But I mean, I thought the pick beforehand was great. I never expected that to happen, but as the game played out, I was like, oof, this is tough to watch here, because they got smoked.
Man, that's like sports betting 101. Before the game started, I thought my pick was great, and then the ball got kicked off. I mean, I say it constantly. That's like the sports bettor's refrain. All right, for the people that are lucky enough, this would be like right now, like you're like driving advice from Crash Test Dummies. We're going to try and navigate through, like, honestly, week 7, it's not the easiest week to navigate through.
No.
So I'm going to go first here. So my board, the big board for Survivor, mm-hmm. and the reason why we're doing this segment today and not tomorrow, honestly, like, we have a lot of content on tomorrow's show and we needed this here today, but also yep. the Pittsburgh Steelers play tonight. I think Pittsburgh's going to win. I'm not worried about a Mike Tomlin, like a sleepy spot here for Pittsburgh. I'm not worried about it. I think the Steelers are going to win tonight. I don't think, I think this is a Steelers take their foot, turn it sideways, and, you know, do the rock line to the Cincinnati Bengals. So, no, I like the Steelers tonight. If we had to go to Sunday, Chiefs, Patriots, if you still got them. We didn't, but if you still got them. I'm nervous about the Broncos, but if they're still available, they have to be up for consideration. And I think, like, the be a man pick this week, I think has to be the Panthers. When would you ever use them again?
Oh, I don't think you ever would. Like, looking at their on the grids here, yeah, they're projected to be an underdog in damn near every single game, other than when they play the Saints week 10. So I guess you can make that case, but
Where's that game's in Carolina?
New Orleans. Sorry, yeah, Carolina. Yeah, Carolina. In New Orleans, they're like supposed to be like a 1.5 point favorite on like a
yeah,
massive look at. Like, that's
they'll definitely
way
be favored. Yeah, been both yeah. games.
Yeah, but 3.5 at home is what I'm seeing right now in a projection.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it.
Are you playing me off?
That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You could talk me into Carolina. You could. I this Jets thing just seems horrendous. With Justin Fields, and he wants to now let it rip and be more aggressive. Good luck. I think that's just going to lead to more turnovers, which is great for your Carolina Panthers stuff. I think for me, my big board, now, like, we use the Patriots, but if you haven't used them, I think Patriots number one for me. The only caveat being, like, that's a very emotionally charged football game. Like, Titans just fired their head coach. Vrabel's going back to Nashville. There's a lot going on with that contest. But I do think, like, on paper, this is a mismatch in terms of personnel. Number two was Kansas City for me. Yeah.
A lot going on in the contest.
A lot going on in that contest. You know,
in that contest.
A lot.
The game.
Yeah.
The contest.
Yeah. Contest. Football contest. See contest. Who comes out on top. Yeah. The duel.
Contest.
The match. Yeah. Contest.
The contest.
The brouhaha.
Yeah. the contest.
It's what we're in. Survivor contest.
Well, not anymore.
It's what the Patriots.
Yeah, we were in.
So the Patriots and the Titans will be in Nashville. Contest.
Is that it?
What about the contest at Arrowhead? Because I think Kansas City is another option. And in our former contest, the Chiefs had holiday consideration with the Thanksgiving and Christmas. But I do think that their Christmas game against Denver, okay, yeah, like you could use them there.
Where is that
game? I don't know if you'd want it. It's in Kansas City.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, they should be a they should win that game. Thanksgiving, they're on the road in Dallas. Like, I think they'd win that game, but, like, I could see why people might not want to do that. It's third short week. Could get weird.
Kansas City will win. What's the total in that game going to be?
I mean, I don't know. Like, what are the Mahomes props? Like, just give me that.
I think the final score of that game is going to be something like 44-31 Chiefs.
Yeah, I could see that. And I think on the look at projection stuff, like, Kansas City is like a 4-point favorite. I guess that makes a lot of sense. I mean, that's a pretty big favorite against a good quarterback.
Yeah, Kansas City favorite by more than 3 and less than 6, I think is fair.
Yeah. But yeah, I think the Chiefs are a good look. The Packers, that's one that I would introduce to the conversation. Just because it doesn't look like Kyler Murray's going to play again. And I was surprised that the betting market didn't move like a smidge. I thought like we were going to at least like hit 7 with this Murray not practicing and it looking like it's going to be Jacoby Brissett again. I think Green Bay's defense against an immobile quarterback like Jacoby Brissett, I think their pass rush can get after him. So Green Bay, which can get nervy, big road favorite in Arizona, that place usually is a home dog. They're really good. I think the Packers, they'll win the game. We're not talking ATS here, just talking about win the game. I do like Green Bay to win the game. So that's another one for me in terms of consideration.
Tyler, what's on your big board?
I think the Chiefs are definitely number one, if you don't want to save them for a holiday. Number two, Patriots, so we agree on the 1-2. The only thing I disagree with Femi is, like, the Packers didn't get a sack on Joe Flacco last week, and if they did, maybe one. So maybe, I'm not sure how entirely sure I am convinced that this Packers defense has, like, turned the corner here. They've been kind of getting shredded the past few weeks. And I still think I would lean like the Packers and Survivors, because I don't think Brissett's going to have another good start, but Packers defense hasn't been great. So Chiefs, Patriots, and if be a man pick. I think Carolina found their identity. It's just run the ball. Now that Chuba Hubbard's coming back, they're going to have a sick 1-2 punch. I think they could run all over the Jets and just out-physical them. So that would be my be a man pick as well, would be the Panthers.
Well, we wouldn't have... So if we were still alive, we wouldn't have the Patriots, because we used them already.
No. Yes.
Now, I'm guessing that if we were still alive, you guys would not want to use the Steelers tonight?
I would not.
Okay. So then that would leave us then... And I think Denver could lose. I don't know if they're going to lose, but I think Denver could lose this week against the Giants.
I think it's possible. Yep. And so we would have used Denver last week, too, if we were still alive. That was always the plan there, the London.
So then that would leave us with the Chiefs and the Panthers. And there are a couple other, like, be a man spots that you could, like, honestly, like, I think the Seahawks are going to win on Monday night.
Yeah.
Yes.
Against the Texans.
Dolphins. That game might have some win, though. That could be weird. Yeah, that could be a weather game. Right.
Well, yeah, like tomorrow and on Sunday, I'll just say it now. If the wind is going to be as bad, so there's like a new weather forecast. Actually, Brad Evans just texted it to me. I'm not joking. Probably because like this is Brad texted to me. It's his tweet. He does this sometimes. He'll send me his tweets. Like, I'm not retweeting them. So it's Brad writing about the game. Hold on. I'll give Brad a plug.
Texting you his tweets.
He literally texted me his tweet. I will read it to everybody. Recent trends suggest the potential for headline-worthy wins may be decreasing, with recent trends also suggesting that low... I'm good on this. It's like reading a textbook. What Brad is asking is, hey, like, I want to do meteorology when I come on the show later. Like, that's what
it sounds like.
Yeah, it's like, here's my tweet. Here's my tweet talking about the weather. Like, well, what's unsaid there is, can I talk about it on the show? Yes is the answer. If the wind is going to be terrible on Sunday, the Browns might win by 30 because they're just going to... Judkins is going to have 150 yards. And I like the Dolphins earlier in the week. I'm just saying, like, things have changed in terms of the weather.
Mm-hmm.
So who are we taking? Panthers? Panthers or Chiefs? Let people figure it out. This is important. Mike Brown. Mike Brown can put himself... We're talking like Shai Gilgeous-Alexander with a week to go in the NBA regular season. Mike, can you get on the screen in the final hour in the final segment? The Doppler, the weather crap, whatever that is, for Brad Evans. And we can that happen? And if it does, Mike Brown moves one step closer to winning life-changing money. A cool $20 out of the wallet of Nick Costos. Hour one down, hour two for you coming up on the other side. Femi's Betting Things kicks it off, including our bets for Game 3 in the NLCS.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.